America Weekend. We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. And let's, shall we say, launch.
Well, okay. You know that I have criticized the airline industry any number of times.
Oh, yes.
In our discussions about our various travels around the globe.
Legendary, right? At this point.
Okay. I read in Time Magazine's, one of their issues a few weeks ago, it's called the Answers Issue.
Yes.
And they put a lot of little statistics out.
Okay.
But here, I've got one for you that I just find offensive.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps.
Here we go.
Okay. In the first 3 months of 2015,
yes,
the airlines have racked up $1.6 billion. That's a B,
yes,
$1 billion in charges from baggage check fees and reservation changes, not airfare. Come on,
you,
Carl.
You want me to launch on this?
No, I don't want you to launch. I want you to agree with me that this is outright greed.
It's outrageous. And with the price of fuel dropping like their profits are up by 25% and 40% on average. The major airlines, the other airlines, I'm not sure of, but the major airlines are doing extraordinarily well, and this continues on. You can't blink when you walk on a plane without costing you something.
Do you remember the first flight you ever took as a young man?
Yes. TWA, West Coast.
From where to where?
New York.
You
to
went
Los
West
Angeles.
Coast.
West Coast.
Coast. Coast.
Yeah, that was my first.
Wasn't
flight.
That a wonderful experience?
It was. It even when you entered the airport at the time.
Yes.
That thing went out of JFK.
Wow, they had that here, whole big complex.
That
over
magnificent
there.
Terminal, yeah. TW, which is now a historical landmark. Thank
right.
goodness they
right.
managed to save it. But it was like a dream. It was like a dream. It really was. It really was. It was magnificent, and it was a celebration. You're actually getting on the plane. And they greeted you with charm and with poise.
Indeed.
It was
Indeed.
Wonderful. Today,
I remember taking a flight from L.A. to New York. I think it was a Conair. It was a four-engine prop.
Oh,
or
Lord.
Turboprop,
yes.
Probably. Took forever. Took forever to get from L.A. to New York.
Well, that's how they flew us on a National Seacoast Airlines when I went into the service. We were on a prop.
Never heard of that one.
Neither did I. It was a CIA airline, and they sent us down to Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
What are they doing putting you on an intelligence flight?
I don't know why, but they did, and that started my career in intelligence.
I see.
But they put me on the plane. All the windows were dark. I'm saying, where the heck are we going? We couldn't see outside.
Right.
You couldn't see outside, and we landed in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. That was my second adventure on a plane. Second adventure.
Well, my first flight was from Syracuse, New York to Buffalo mm-hmm. to be a best man at one of my college buddies' weddings.
The adventures.
One of many of his.
Like my brother. Pick a wedding. Which wedding? Any wedding.
Right.
The adventures that you and I have shared off the microphones in airlines, we should write that book. Because I have had adventures in airports that are just unbelievable.
Well, I was telling you about one at lunch. I was flying from New York to Rome to cover one of the papal consistories, or mm-hmm. it might even have been a papal funeral. I don't recall at the moment. And the flight attendant spilled a glass of red wine all over my suit, shirt, tie. And I had to be on the air the minute, you know, within
minutes of getting off
minutes of getting off the flight. And for years, this lady would help me for reservations, get me upgraded to first class.
Gotta love it.
And every Christmas, I got a 10-pound bag of pistachios direct from Tehran, Iran.
Unbelievable. You know, the stories we could tell, we really should write that. You know what? Let's have an entire segment about our stories on airlines. Let's do that. Seriously. Because they're legendary. I've got adventures. You have. For those of us who've logged.
Well, you've got some military adventures that are kind of interesting.
I've got some very strange. With the wig. I tried one with the wig. The guy running up and down the aisle at 2 o'clock in the morning, put a blonde wig on. Started running up and down the aisle. It's a true story. And I was coming home with the military, and they were playing cards. They were playing cards in the front.
Yeah.
First class, the stewardesses had a card game going. This was travel. I try to get into the game.
Well, wait a minute. They were stewardesses?
Yes.
On a military flight?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
They'd be flight attendant.
They chartered these planes for us. And they stuck us crazy guys onto this plane. Even the guy with the wig, I don't know, he was in the back of the plane. I don't know where he got the wig from. He was running up and down the aisle wearing lipstick.
He was probably your sergeant.
My guy in Vietnam. Yes, no, but they were crazy times. We enjoyed them. But it was fun. We enjoyed it. And that was the most important thing. And we didn't care. We were young, Ron. We're not young anymore. We're fading in the wind.
Well, one of us is not young anymore, and I understand that, and I have sympathy for you.
Well, thank you for sharing. We have to get off this thing, and Kevin's going to start throwing his hands up in the air any moment now. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network. It's America Weekend. Do stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're back.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slick fielding all-star first baseman was a career 303 hitter. Although he earned his lone World Series ring with the Diamondbacks in 2001, he spent most of his career with the Chicago Cubs.
Two up, two down, Gray sends a drive, deep right, that ball game is over, Cubs win!
So where is Mark Grace now? Mark's been part of the Diamondbacks television crew since 2004, and he was an analyst for Fox baseball coverage from 2007 through 2011. Cops nabbed Mark in 2011 for DUI in Arizona. And let's not forget his return to Wrigley Field in 2007, where he sang, "Take Me Out to the Ballgame." Amazing grace indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Sturgis.
Anything but clothes.
ABC Party.
Naked as a jaybird.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan and Sturgis for American Biker Minute. Club dudes. Witness ABC nudity.
Anything but clothes. Duct tape, garbage bags, towels. They were all sitting out at their picnic benches eating their dinner, naked as a jaybird. What goes out of Glencoe? The cops don't come in there ever, do they? They walk up to the showers, whatever. They come out with a different person every day. It's apparently some kind of internet thing. We're going to be in this corner of the campground. They all just start coming in there. Hey, Chico. Chico's the prospect. Prospects are the ones that ain't been to Sturgis before.
American Biker Minute.
You got to do all the washing dishes and cleaning up and taking the garbage out.
Your passport to